Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You get this big smile on your face.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because it takes me back to driving my truck, and Teddy and Lisa were in the back seat, and the way that we erupted, and Teddy was cheering along with it as well.
All 3 years old. He's
oh,
hype. My,
oh, yeah. He's ready to rock and roll. It was unbelievable.
We're all still buzzing this morning, and we have open phone lines to talk about everything Tiger baseball yesterday. There were so many moments in that game. It was a tense game. But your ace goes out to the mound and does ace stuff. 12 up, 12 down, 7 strikeouts before you even bat an eye. Settles in, still goes 7, including facing the heart of the order in that 7th inning. He was feeling it. He was taunting the crowd. He was buzzing. But there's this dread in the back of your mind going, they're going to waste this Skubal start. They turn double plays. They're playing good defense. They're pitching. They just need one run. John, they got 3. And yep. You just heard it there from Dickerson. Kerry Carpenter, not only 2 outs, but 2 strikes. Class A leaves him back-to-back sliders over the heart of the plate, and he didn't miss the second time.
Nope.
It's the first home run Class A has given up to a left-handed batter all season. It's the only home run he's given off on a slider this season. It's Kerry Carpenter hitting the hardest ball off of Class A this year, and it's the Tigers who have now evened this up 1-1. And John, think about what this means. Class A, that's their one big bad guy at the end of the bullpen that nobody can hit. Well, he's not unhittable anymore. It takes the wind out of their sails. They come to Detroit, and the pressure's all on them. They need to win both of these games. Because if they only win one, Tarek Skubal's coming back, and he's going to wreck their season on Saturday.
He's going to terrorize them.
They have to win both. At a zoo of a ballpark, Comerica Park is going to be a decade in waiting, loud, raucous, and electric. Good luck, Cleveland. This is why we said don't panic, John. That game yesterday was everything. It's 8-9, Gritty getting on base. It's a pinch hitter, Carpenter, who wasn't in the opening lineup, delivering. It's everything this team has done. And it's hard not to get emotional about it. So we've opened up the phone lines, 248-539-9797. There's a Carpenter question. I said it's the biggest home run the Tigers have hit since Maglio. In my life, only Maglio hit a bigger home run. Jeff Rieger last night said he thought that was bigger. And Tom, you said Caputo echoed the same thoughts on his show. He thought Carpenter's home run was bigger.
Yeah, and I was surprised by that. And, you know, look, this is an opinion thing, okay?
Yeah.
Pat is pretty studious with baseball.
Oh, of course.
And I definitely have a massive respect for him on something like this when he puts his opinion towards it. And he said, and along with Rieger, they you know, saddle this to Class A being in the pitcher. You know, the Mags went up against Houston Street in that moment. He was a solid reliever, but nothing like Class A. Class A's been referred to as Mariano Rivera. By the way, remember that shot I took at him yesterday? I was waiting for that one, saying nobody's invincible. You know, but yeah, they both said Carpenter because of the moment. You know, the Tigers were scoreless for 17 and two-thirds innings here. And when I was sitting there, I kept looking out at that box score on the scoreboard in between innings and had all the makings of a team that was going to blow an Aces awesome outing, especially with the guys left on base. I mean, Cleveland didn't have base runners. They had some threatening moments, you know, and I think it just changed the series. And yeah. I equated this to watching Class A, because he then pitched to Vierling, and Vierling got they kind of bobbled it, and Class A didn't get over in time. He was rattled maybe a little bit.
Absolutely was.
Watching him walk to the dugout in person reminded me of Patrick Waugh walking off in Game 7 against the Wings when the Wings scored 4 in the first, and they pulled him.
And that's an all-timer. I mean, this is going to be one that people reference forever.
Sure.
I mean, it's Iserman's double OT, it's Tayshaun's block, it's St. Brown clinching a playoff game. I mean, you could put it in the pantheon. But to me, you want to talk about what that home run did. It evened the series. Maglio ended the series. This evened the ALDS. Maglio sent the Tigers to the World Series. Maglio was at home. It was a walk-off. There was no half inning coming up later. There was no other game in the series. The Tigers are going to the World Series. Yep. No disrespect to Pat, who knows baseball. No disrespect to Rieger, although, you know, we like to throw that to him. Maglio's home run is better. Bigger, better, however you want to phrase it.
It's the best since Maglio.
Yes.
And to me, Maglio's was the best since Kirk Gibson.
See, and that was before series. I was alive.
Right. So, and I'm cautioning myself not to go full, you know, stony on this, but I'm not that old. And there are a lot of people listening that when that happened, I rank them as Gibbies because that was in the World Series.
He doesn't want to walk you.
And then it was Mags because it was to go to the World Series. And then I put Gary Carpenter's third. And I don't want to disparage what happened yesterday,
no.
But it didn't seal the series. It sent it home with the advantage. But those two, to me, will always remain above what Gary Carpenter did because of the situation, because of the context of which they happened.
I remained, and this is so lame right now, to be determined on this. I need to see how this plays out because Mags did send them. Oh, boy. Uh-huh. Here he goes. He's looking for, yeah. I've been doing that a lot lately.
Now, what's gotten into you?
Look, because I do think they need to advance for this to live in a, you know.
In infamy.
Yeah, and I kind of equated to the Iserman double OT goal, which I was in person for, and I spontaneously bought tickets for, much like this. And both games were 0-0, and it was coming down to the line, and that was a game-clinching goal by Iserman. It's always lost a little luster for me because they failed and they didn't win. And I think they got to at least win this series to put this up above Mags. I think an important question to ask here, Gibby, Mags, and Carp.
I think John nailed the order.
What happens if they don't hit it?
Well, if they don't hit it, it's still 0-0 yesterday. And Class A is likely leaving the game in short order. I don't know what happens. If Maglio doesn't hit the home run, the Tigers are still tied 2-1, right?
Yeah.
Maybe they still score the run.
Or maybe you ask it, well, what if they all got out?
Okay. I think John nailed the order, though, because it's not about what if they didn't. It's that they did and what them doing it accomplished. It's a home run in the World Series. I think the only thing that tops Maglio in my lifetime is if someone wins a World Series game with a home run or wins the entire World Series with a home run. Carpenter didn't do those things. And it's not to take away from it. We're all buzzing. We all love the hit. It's just if you're going to say it's better than Maglio, I need more than just, well, it kept the series afloat. Maglio ended the series. There was no coming back. There was no historic 3-0 comeback for the A's. It's over. The Tigers are going to the World Series. As great as Carpenter's moment was last night, as I woke up this morning, John, the Tigers are not in the World Series.
Right.
You know, I think for now I will say Mags, but I think there's room for this to become bigger. You know, this is still soaking in. I mean, it happened, 13 hours ago?
Right.
And I know this, that when Mags hit his, I jumped up in euphoria. And I had the similar experience with my kids and my wife yesterday at the game. You know, that was the similarity was it was very even in terms of just pure joy, ecstasy, hugging people, high-fiving strangers, you know, and I believe for this, the Trump mags, they've got to win the series.
Phone calls, ticket text, open lines, everything from that Tigers game yesterday. Kerry Carpenter, man of the hour, three-run jack in the ninth inning. Two strikes, two outs against the best closer in baseball, the modern Mariano. He hits him deep on a slider that hung over the middle of the plate. Oops, made a mistake. Carp wasn't going to let that one get by him.
Right.
And, John, it takes the entire mood of what was an agonizing, tense watch. Tigers are playing their ass off. They're playing defense. They're robbing homers. They're turning double plays. Tarek Skubal is in his element, pitching as well as he has pitched in a game this season, and it was still 0-0, and you needed someone to break through. So for all those reasons, the Kerry Carpenter home run is euphoric. It's pantheon. It's all-time Detroit sports moment. That's an all-time Detroit sports game, given all that was going on in the game. It's the Kwan catch, no catch, and you'll never convince me he caught it. But all of that factored into what was a great game. So we've just opened up the phone lines and said, you guys call in and talk about it with us.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I heard Rieger say that the Carpenter home run was better than Maglio, so I wanted to address that today. Maglio sent the Tigers to the World Series. I hate saying this because it feels like I'm disparaging what Carpenter did.
Right.
It's game two of the ALDS to even a series. The game was tied at the time. Like, I don't want to put that in the Mags category.
No. And, I mean, so when we're talking about the three home runs in regards to Kirk Gibson, like, Lance Parrish had a home run in that game as well. Kirk Gibson actually had two home runs, and they weren't tied. They were up 5-4 at the time, but it was the game that won the World Series. It was the moment that sealed a World Series victory for the Detroit Tigers. Yeah. And then you think about Mags' home run in the context of, yeah, they were tied at the time. And maybe if they had gone on to win the World Series, you could have the conversation of that competing with Gibby's home run. Yeah. But it still wasn't in the World Series. It was to go to the World Series. Now, if this leads to more epic moments, if it leads to them going to the World Series and winning the World Series, now we can revisit how important this game was, because if they go down 0-2 coming back to Detroit, maybe it doesn't even make the rest of it possible. So it does require more work to be done.
I think a good comparison is the Tayshaun Prince block. En route to something bigger, en route to a championship, right? I could see that comparison. Here's another way of looking at the Carpenter home run. I think it's, depending on what you think of last year, St. Brown clinching the playoff win for the Lions, it's 1A, 1B, the biggest Detroit sports moment in a decade, right? What Kerry Carpenter just did.
Oh, yeah.
And again, it's whether you think the Lions winning that playoff game or this 1A, 1B, for a decade, they're the two highlights that we have to point to. And it's not done yet. I understand that.
So let's go back to last year's playoffs with the Detroit Lions. Whether it was the Rams or the Bucks win, was there a moment in those games that was a game-winning moment? I know they scored touchdowns. I know all that stuff. But was there an epic moment like that in the fourth quarter?
No. I point to St. Brown, his catch to secure. You know you're taking the knee. You know you're winning a playoff game. Ford Field is going to go crazy. That's the only comparison. And it was at home. I don't know if you factor that in.
Yeah. Well, I think that all matters. I'm somewhat drawing a blank here. Derek Barnes' interception.
Yeah. That would have been against Tampa.
Yeah. I mean, that was kind of one of those moments, but I still don't think any of the moments that happened in any of those games get to the level of Kerry Carpenter's home run. So biggest moment in a decade? Sure. I can get behind that 100%.
D in Southfield, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Great.
All right. Here's the perfect comparison, and I'm going to tell you why. The Roman Wilson catch against Alabama in the Rose Bowl, he had just made a bonehead block on the Blake Corum run and came back and made that play where he got that first down on that amazing throw by JJ. If that doesn't happen, we lose. Now, with what happened with Quan in the outfield, because of that bad call, because it did hit the ground for him with his glove, our guys were running toward home. We would have scored at least one, maybe two, when nobody had scored in the entire game. So for them to get past what Roman Wilson did and turn around and make that play and go into overtime is the exact same thing as the Tigers getting past that bad call and Kerry Carpenter knocking us home.
D, you're right about this.
To make that play, if we don't make that play, we're not going to win that game, and we're not going to win that series.
Well, I don't know that I concede that, because Class A is about to get worked out of the game. If Carpenter doesn't hit the home run, you're probably going 10 with Class A out of the game. I'm not saying you're definitely winning. I'm also not conceding that they would have lost the game. I do think he's right about this. If they were to have lost that game, today's show would be very different. Obviously, there'd be a panic, and they're down 0-2. It'd also be a lot about the Quan catch. That's like a footnote on today's show, whether or not Quan caught that ball in the eighth inning. If they lose, it's a huge chunk of the show, whether we wanted it to be or not. The phones would be full of people complaining about it because, John, the more I've watched it, that ball bounces off green, off of the ground, then into the glove.
I didn't think so.
What were you watching?
I wasn't watching it at the moment because I was so annoyed with the TV broadcast. I was listening to it, painting a room. But I did, after they were reviewing it.
Like, look at this. That ball is on the ground.
I think his glove, the thumb of his glove is underneath it. I think it hits the leather before it hit, and it doesn't even actually hit the green. And so it's, but here's my point on that.
We don't even have to worry about it now.
That's the beautiful part. We don't have to worry about it. It was so close. However it was called on the field, it wasn't going to be overturned.
See, this is why they should play on field turf, so the little pellets kick up. Then we'd know, right?
Sure. Yeah, but then is it the glove that is scraping the black pellets?
See, there's always an argument.
Yeah. And what about the dew point? We'd lose the dew point if it was on turf. 248-539-9797.
They had that in Washington.
There you go. Phone calls to get to.
Slipping.
Sad Cleveland fan Chris Filar's update is next. 97.1.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.